At a stroke, Bohr was able to explain why Hevesi had been unable to separate lead and radium D. If the electrons determined the chemical properties of an element, then any two with the same number and arrangement of electrons would be identical twins, chemically inseparable. Lead and radium D had the same nuclear charge, 82, and therefore the same number of electrons, 82, resulting in complete chemical identity. Physically, they were distinct because of their different nuclear masses, approximately 207 for lead and 210 for radium D. Bohr had worked out that radium D was an isotope of lead, and as a result, it was impossible to separate the two by any chemical means. Later, all isotopes were labeled with the name of the element of which they were an isotope and their atomic weight. Radium D was lead 210. Bohr had grasped the essential fact that radioactivity was a nuclear and not an atomic phenomenon. It allowed him to explain the process of radioactive disintegration, in which one radio element decayed into another with the emission of alpha, beta, or gamma radiation as a nuclear event. Bohr realized that if radioactivity originated in the nucleus, then a uranium nucleus with a charge of plus 92 transmuting into uranium X by emitting an alpha particle lost 2 units of positive charge, leaving behind a nucleus with a charge of plus 90. This new nucleus could not hold on to all of the original 92 atomic electrons, quickly losing 2 to form a new neutral atom. Every new atom formed as the product of radioactive decay immediately either acquires or loses electrons so as to regain its neutrality. Uranium X with a positive nuclear charge of 90 is an isotope of thorium. They both possessed the same nuclear charge and differed only in the mass and intrinsic structure of the nucleus, explained Bohr. It was the reason why those who tried failed to separate thorium with an atomic weight of 232 and uranium X, thorium-234. His theory of what was happening at the nuclear level in radioactive disintegration implied, Bohr said later, that by radioactive decay, the element, quite independently of any change in its atomic weight, would shift its place in the periodic table by 2 steps down or 1 step up, corresponding to the decrease or increase in the nuclear charge accompanying the emission of alpha or beta rays, respectively. Uranium decaying with the emission of an alpha particle into thorium-234 ended up 2 places further back in the periodic table.